Lord, we thank you that you reminded us this morning how you have opened the way into the holy place.
感谢我们的主，你今天早晨提醒我们，你已经为我们打开了这通往至圣所的道路。
You invited us in within the veil, not just when we worship at the table, but each and every day.
你邀请我们进入幔内，不只是我们早晨敬拜的时间，也是我们每一天的生活。
And Lord, this hymn even speaks that it's not just being in your presence, it's also that we go out with what you give us.
并且这首诗歌也提醒我们，不仅是我们能够住在你的同在里面，我们也能够出来传扬你的故事。
And Lord, we thank you that we have a chance to share again on things we've learned from you recently.
我们感谢你，我们有再一次有机会来分享最近从你所学习的。
We thank you for the freedom we have to share together and worship together.
感谢你给我们这样的自由，我们能够一同来分享，分享你，也来一同敬拜你。
And to meet in these special conferences.
也能够像在特会那样有这样的机会聚集。
So now give this time to you.
我们把这个时间交给你。
Lord Jesus, be our head, and as we listen to your Holy Spirit guiding us.
主，愿你你做我们的头，也愿你圣灵带领引导我们的交通。
And may we submit to you as we in whether in sharing.
愿我们在分享中，我们也能够顺服于你。
And we all want to learn directly from you, Lord.
也能够从你那里学得着。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣宝贝的名求。
So as we mentioned, we didn't announce last week, but we decided that we would have another open sharing for not just Christian Family Conference, but also the East Coast Christian Conference.
我们已经提过，我们这个时间啊，是愿意再有点交通分享啊，不仅是关于基督徒家庭特会，也包括东岸基督徒特会。
So as we know, the theme verses. I'll just read the two theme verses from the Christian Family Conference again.
那我想再读一下在基督徒家庭特会里面的主题经文。
They're coming from Acts.
啊，是在《使徒行传》。
And one is in chapter 26.
然后一处是在第二章，一处是在二十六章。啊，二十六章。
Now where's the actual theme verse here? So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
二十六章十九节，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And then back in chapter 9.
然后第九章。
Oh no, sorry, chapter 20.
啊，第二十章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Oh, that's not it either. Sorry. I'm sorry. 27.
二十七节。
For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. So that's Paul's words to the Ephesian leadership.
二十七节，这里保罗对以弗所的教会说，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
So those who went to that conference, this topic was huge because they're speaking about the heavenly vision of God.
那些参加特会的也都知道，这次的题目其实是很大，因为讲到那从神而来的属天的意象。
Which is all, of course, centered in Christ.
那它的中心乃是在基督。
And the full counsel of God, meaning what does it mean that God wants to share everything about Christ? Not just salvation, but everything.
那我们也讲到神全备的旨意，并不仅仅是讲到他的救恩，而是神他愿意把基督分享给我们。
I'm not going to add to what was shared last week. What we want to do today is ask others who didn't share last week if they have something from the conference they received to share with us.
那我也不再多分享，乃是请上周没有分享的弟兄姊妹们能够来分享。
And also the other conference.
那也包括另外一个特会。
But this isn't just sharing on the messages specifically.
那我们也想提到，这不是为着分享这些信息而分享。
We can also share things that the Lord showed us or touched us with as we had fellowship with other people.
也分享主所摸着我们，所教导我们，甚至我们与其他弟兄所交通的。
Or in the fellowship groups.
或者是你的小组。
So I'll just say on a personal note,
那我个人的方面,
having not been to one of these conferences for many years,
因为我自己已经很多年没有去参加这样的特会,
I was really looking forward to the fellowship groups,
我自己也实在很盼望能够参加那些交通小组,
and I was not disappointed,
那我也没有失望,
especially I'm used to Harvey Cedars Fellowship, everything's rushed and crammed into one weekend.
因为之前我习惯的都是这个哈比西德特会，因为这个日程很紧，所以很赶。
And these fellowship groups were an hour and a half.
但是我们这一次这个交通学哦，这个小组都有一个小时，一个半小时。
So that's kind of like some of our home fellowships.
那就好像有点我们在家里家庭聚会的那种感觉。
But so precious to spend that much time together to be able to hear what the Lord is doing with other people.
那实在是何等，真的是一个很宝贵的时间。当我在那可以听到主在不同弟兄姊妹身上的工作的时候。
And I was particularly touched by a couple brothers from Florida.
那我特别被一些从佛罗里达来的弟兄的分享所摸着。
And one of them was very quiet in the fellowship group, but then my wife and I got his whole story at lunch.
那其实有一位弟兄，他在小组的时候是很安静的，但是之后我和我的妻子在吃饭的时候与他碰着，然后可以就听到他的分享。
That was just exciting to see someone who had completely on his own from age 13, 14, from a broken family. From age 13 and 14, he started studying Western thought. Western thought, like philosophers.
Okay, 因为我们听到他的见证，他就讲到他是从一个破碎的家庭出来，那他就是自己到三十岁、四十岁的时候，他突然想要十三岁 ，14. Okay, 十三四岁的时候，他开始要来思想，开始来找这些哲学上的这些东西。
It's like he went on a personal journey using YouTube and other things through these main thinkers like David Hume, and but it led to the Lord.
他就是开始看在 YouTube 上的一些这些哲学的东西，他自己在那里寻找，但最后他被带到了神那里。
The last piece was for those who know the people. He was reading about Jung, but then he started listening to Jordan Peterson online, and Jordan Peterson was talking about the Bible so much he started reading the Bible.
那就是他看这些 YouTube， 他看了一个一个的视频，最后有一个视频是讲到圣经，他就开始读圣经上的话。
And a side note, he and I agree that we're praying for Jordan Peterson to actually accept Christ.
那特别是有一个这个 YouTuber 是叫 Jordan Peterson， 那他讲到这些，但其实他并不信主，但是我和他就和这位弟兄就觉得哦，我们应当为他得救祷告。
But one other thing I'll say about this brother is that at the end of the fellowship time, he went out of his way to ask someone across the room about something they had said, specifically so he could draw out what we could pray for that brother.
那他也有感动我的，就是这位弟兄他在这个交通小组的快结束的时候，他特别问了，其实坐在他对面的一位弟兄说，问了一个很特别的问题，要明白我们如何能够为他来祷告。
It just showed the Christ's love for brothers and sisters that he never met before, and yet he wanted to know what he could pray for that person.
这从中我们就看到，实在是基督的爱在弟兄姊妹的身上，因为其实他们之前都完全的不认识，但是他愿意问这个问题，乃是为了要为他祷告。
So we're talking about Christ's life expressed. Of course, when we're together, that's what we should see in our midst. We also see it in places like that.
所以是在基督的生命，当我们一同聚集的时候，我们就在彼此身上看到，不论是我们在这里聚会，还是在特会当中。
And I mentioned two brothers. So there's one other brother named Kelsey.
那另外还有位弟兄，他的名字叫 Kelsey.
I shouldn't say his name, but anybody met Kelsey? Probably did. He's fairly outspoken.
啊，有的弟兄姊妹也在特会中碰到他。
It's a breath of fresh air.
他实在好像是一股这个清风一样带给你。
Very quick to share.
因为他很愿意来分享。
Full of scripture.
并且满有圣经的知识。
A gospel heart.
也有这个福音的心。
He was going to talk to the football players in the dining hall.
他在这个餐厅就碰到那些在那里打橄榄球的，就跟他们开始讲论。
And we actually prayed for one by name.
甚至我们有一位都记下他的名字，我们就为他的按着他的名为他祷告。
And then he did this weird thing when we were praying at the end of the fellowship group. He prayed for the older ones in our midst. He's very young.
他还很奇怪的，就是在我们小组结束，我们一同祷告的时候，他说他特别。他就为年长的来祷告。
I don't know. I was kind of touched, even though I'm not old.
虽然我还不年长，但是我很感动。
But it was so. This young, vibrant brother had on his heart to pray. Well, there are a lot. Anyway, it's just such a good example of the life of Christ in our midst.
实在，他因为他还年轻，充满活力，但是他愿意为这些年长的祷告，实在我们看到基督的生命在他的里面。
And it's part for me another encouragement. I see that saw last year in Toronto, but also here is just for us to see that a next generation is actually real.
那另外就是去年我在多伦多特会，以及这一次我也都看到，至少我们看到我们的下一代主在他们身上是真实的。
To see brothers and sisters of all ages and coming through, you know, everything with COVID and being for the Lord is so encouraging to us.
实在何等的我受鼓励，我也看到在不同年龄段的弟兄姊妹们经过了这个疫情，到如今他们在主面前继续的往前。
So we will still use our 10 minute guideline, but we encourage anyone who didn't share last week to share, and if there's no one, we might open it up a little later.
所以我们还是照样用十分钟的时间，请上周没有分享的弟兄姊妹们能够先来分享。
So please come on up if you have some.
So I attended both conferences.
当然，我相信上个礼拜他已经交通了，在这里关于就不在一样那那个特会有五，听说有五个弟兄姊妹上来已经交通了。
And I believe that last week there are about five brothers and sisters, I believe.
我就想交通一下在ECCC。我所听到的领受的我那里所感动的我想交通。
So I'm going to share about what I have received at the East Coast Christian Conference.
因为刚才我们弟兄也讲了你在那里所听到的到底是什么。
So and to just repeat what the brothers have shared.
我特别是中弟兄他讲到李希敏，他听到这个带了耶路撒冷带来的事情，他那个反应，他那个态度，实在会摸着我。
So this brother John talk about the Nehemiah that what he saw and his response to it.
我就想呢，如果我在那个时代，我也听了，我会有什么反应
？So I thought about if I was at that time, what would be my reaction be?
我们可以看一下李希米第一章里面，他其实他我们看一下他那个就讲了。
Let us turn to Nehemiah.
那时有我一个弟兄哈拿里统着几个人从犹太来，我问他们那些被俘归回剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹太神交大那叫凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几律在天上的神面前进食， 祈祷。
第二章第十。Okay, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Nehemiah prayed, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, it came to pass in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susan, the citadel, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. So it was, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Emphasize on verse 4.
他那个反应,
his response.
因为他也讲了但以理,
so we also talk about Daniel, Zerubbabel, and the condition at that time.
我就在想,那一些他的朋友,像哈玛里还有几个人,他在耶路撒冷,他亲眼看见那个光景。
So also his friends, Hannah and I, also see the condition at Jerusalem.
他为什么有没有这样的反应,有这样的态度?
Why do they not have the same response as Nehemiah?
他没有为这个见证的失落,他里面悲哀,他里面伤心。
They did not feel depressed over the condition of the situation in Jerusalem.
我相信他们是有,但是跟李希米比较还是有区别的。
I'm sure they may have, but Nehemiah expressed more for the concerns of Jerusalem.
因为我感觉里面,当然,按照来说,我们人都是一样,我们都是罪人。
As we all know, we are all sinners.
但是罪人还是有不同的。
The sinners have different aspects.
有的罪人是蒙恩的罪人, 有的罪人是全人的罪人, 他就是下地狱的。
Some are merciful because of the Lord, and some are destined to be unsaved.
有的罪人他要悔改, 有的罪人是不悔改。
Some will waiting for repentance, some will not.
就是我从这一点看见, 我们都是罪人, 但是我们罪人比较是不一样的。
So I can see that the sinners are all the same, but some are different.
但许多时候我们都是蒙恩的罪人, 我们都是神的儿女。
We are sinners saved by grace.
神的儿女也不一样。
神的儿女啊。
God's children are different as well.
我们同样有主的生命。
We all have the life of Christ.
有的神的儿女是很顺服的, 有的神的儿女是不顺服的。
Some are obedient, some are disobedient.
但是我们有这次看见, 因为我们的人, 我们这个罪人就有不一样, 有区别。
So because of the differences, some will behave differently.
但是我们在神的工作, 神在神手中的工作就不一样。
But in God's work, it is
在神手中的工作。 也不一样，okay，it's different。
And God's leading is different.
所以说，我在这一次听到的时候，我最深的一个感觉。So
as I heard the message, I felt different.
我们对神的见证有多少会放在我们的身上？
How do we look at the God's testimony in our lives?
我感觉这一次疫情过来，特别在2020年那个刚刚开始的时候，
As I reflect on 2020, the year of the COVID,
大家对这个都很紧张，很小心。
Everybody was very careful.
如果你听见是你的亲人，或者是你的父母、你的弟兄，我们那一个心，不用说马上牵挂，马上就有个反应，就为他祷告。
So as we heard that someone from close to us got affected by COVID, we will be sincerely praying for that person.
但是被这个感染的人是好多好多，我听见了别人听见我相亲时候有个认识的时候，我心里有个就没有这个感觉，好像他就是一个新闻，他们得病了。So
there are many others that got affected, but some are very distant from me, so I have a different feeling, different expressing how I felt about the situation. Some I don't even just know about it, and that's it.
Yeah, 我的感觉就是你听到这个事情的时候，你这个心对他的牵挂有多少，有没有这样的牵挂？
So how is my reaction to those situations affected me?
因为耶利米听到耶路撒冷城墙被毁的时候，他就有这个牵挂。
So as Nehemiah heard about the walls crumbling, he has that sincere heart.
比如说小树上的渔民听了这个事情的时候，他们就有这样的牵挂。
Only a remnant of the God's people has that concern.
但是大部分有好多好多像以色列那个犹太人，他们就没有这样的牵挂。
But a majority of the Israelites that return doesn't have that concern for the.
所以我就想，今天在我们这个年代，当我们听到神的见证的时候，我们有没有这样的牵挂
？So as we heard about the testimony of Christ, do we have the concern for that?
因为他这里有讲到，因为讲到这个城墙的时候，他有几个意思，他有几个意那个意念。
So as we talk about the war on Jerusalem, they had many aspect.
也他就讲到，我们知道在当时以色列来说，这个城墙就是以色列，就神在以色列的见证。
It is the testimony of what God is doing for Israel.
因为在城墙里面的以色列百姓，就是神所拣选的，他曾经在埃及，神怎么样把他们从经过旷野带到这个地方，就在这里。他们建了一个墙，把他的百姓放在里面。
It shows that the people inside that wall is protected by God. How God has led them out of Egypt and established them inside that wall.
当世人经过这个墙的经过城市的时候，看见这个墙的时候，他看见神的作为，就看见神的见证。
And is seeing God's testimony and God's work for His people.
当然也同时知道。这个城墙也保守了在城内的百姓，如果有敌人来攻击的时候，这个城墙就挡住了外面仇敌的攻击。
It also acts as a protection against people invading into their inside the wall. It will be protecting them from being attacked.
同时，这个城墙也把外面的跟里面的分别起来，因为在城墙里面呢，神把它分别。拯救归给神，是神的子民，在外面他是外邦人。
He also acts as a separation wall before the people inside and outside of the wall. It shows that God is protected and so.
他有分别的功用。
It has a purpose of separation.
今天对我们来说
，So according to what we are today,
我们的见证
，our testimony，
因为。当时城墙对以色列来说显明的是神的见证。
It shows God's testimony.
但是今天我们知道神的见证是托在我们的手中。
And we know that today God's testimony is us.
我们的见证就是把基督的生命活出来。
And our testimony is to live out for the life of Christ in us.
能够把我们这个人从世界里面分别出来的，也是我基督给我们的生命。
How we are supposed to be separated from this world and live for Christ.
我们能够胜过外面的攻击，胜过仇敌，我们能够得胜，能够保守，也是神给我们的生命。
How we can be separated and be victorious from any attack that's from outside of the wall.
因为只有我们的生命，基督给我们的生命，才能够胜过亚当的旧教那个生命。
It's only through what God has given to us this life can overcome the old Adamic life.
当然，他神借着神的宝血把我们从罪里面分别出来，我们得了洁净。同时，他也带他的生命放在我们里面，把我们从亚当的旧生命里面分别出来，归给神。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be saved and become His life in us, and also. Be able to remove the old Adamic nature.
但是我们知道，这个生命今天这个城墙，也就讲了我们今天是我们的教会。
And also this testimony, this wall is the church today.
因为他讲的城墙是每一个被许多部分连接起来了。
It combines different parts together.
也就是说在教会里面我们所有的弟兄姐妹你一部分我们一部分把所有的弟兄就连接起来把他神的见证活出来的时候这个就是完全神成长的见证
It shows us how brothers and sisters are connected together to build up this wall to show testimony of God
但是今天让我们听到见证失落的时候
So as we hear the loss of the testimony,
我们有没有这个牵挂，有没有这个悲哀的感觉？
Do we have this concern for this loss?
我们知道今天神好多的见证在我们中间都失落。
And we know that a lot of testimony are lost in our church today.
我有时候我去传福音的时候，就有福音朋友告诉我。因为是某某某某人，我就不相信。
So as I was doing the gospel message, and when somebody would say, "Oh, because of this person, therefore I don't believe."
当然，我也听说了，有的人说是因为某某某某人，我就接受了耶稣。
And also, I heard otherwise that because of this person, that I can receive Jesus.
这就关于神的见证。
This is the testimony.
当然，我们也知道。当我们听见有的弟兄家里面有难处的时候
And we also hear from difficulties in our brothers and sisters' family
有的好多在家里面夫妻的问题有的到了一个程度是非常的艰难的时候
Because of situation in the family between husband and wife there are many difficulties
你听见这样的光景里面你的感觉是什么
So when you hear about these things what is your feeling
这就是神的见证
This is the testimony
每一个家里面被神破坏
The families are being destroyed
那就是城墙被破坏
And it shows that it is the crumbling of the wall
因为这城的见证就失落了
The testimony has been lost
所以有时候我们在礼拜祷告的时候有的弟兄就提出来我们为许多的家祷告
So in the Tuesday prayer time A lot of brothers and sisters would bring up pray for this and that.
希望这个家每个在神儿女家中能够在每个家被神所建立。
And this family can be established for God.
我们知道，如果在一个教会里面
，So when you see something happen in the church，
不要说太多，如果就是五六个或者七八个，他们如果是离婚的，你原想想看，这个教会里面。那个有离婚，这个有离婚。你说神的见证在哪里
？So if we see these families, these couples are divorced, that couples are divorced, many of them, where is the God's testimony?
如果我们看见在这个教会里面，他的哪一个家里面儿女被见证，那个家是蒙神祝福的家，那个家他的儿女是怎么敬畏神的
？And we see a family that's being blessed by God, and the children are in God.
Yeah.都的，我也听说有一个弟兄到有一个是，当时他还不是弟兄，他是福音朋友，到一个因为一个弟兄家里面传福音的时候，把他请到家里面。
Finish what I said before, and they're being blessed by God. So I heard from a brother that was invited to a gospel.
其实外邦人看见他说，我真的羡慕你这个家。
So I I'm being happy
因为他羡慕的原因并不是这个家很有钱而是他们的儿女都门神的保守都学业各方面就是说都很好他说我在你家点看见神的祝福
So it's not because of the richness of the family or abundance but seeing the God's blessing upon the family
如果有外邦人在神的儿女的家中都看见神的祝福
So if a Gentile can see the blessing of God in a family,
我们相信这个成长的见证是多么美啊
How precious it is for this testimony, the wall being established.
但是我们是说这个家这个成长的见证有没有把它放在我们的心里
So do we see the importance of this wall placed in our heart?
所以我们是神的儿女我们是一部分我们应该有一个心我们看见神的见证被损坏，成了见证失落的时候，我们应该有一个负担，有一个牵挂。
As a God's children, we see the importance of this war being a testimony of God. How much urgent that we can concern about the destruction of this
因为他当时讲到这个破音的时候，我很受感动。
Because when I heard about this crumbling or destruction of the wall, I feel concerned.
他第四就讲到他的悲哀之余，就说听到这个事情，他感觉这实在是一个悲哀，因为神的见证不应该这样。
He was in great distress. Nehemiah was in great distress.
所以后来他就大声哭泣到神面前去祷告。
And he cried out to the Lord and wept and sat down before the Lord.
因为他这个蛮神愿了。
Because this is being blessed by God.
我相信他看到这个事情，他觉得悲哀。神看见神，我想感觉跟他也差不多。
When Nehemiah saw the destruction of the wall, he was concerned, and because of what his reaction is, God is concerned with him as well.
因为神看见他的建设失落了，他有什么感受啊？
So, if 什么？
我说神。神看见他的见证失落的时候，他有什么感受？
If when God see this testimony being lost, what is his reaction?
所以说，我想耶利米的感受就是神的感受。
So Nehemiah's reaction is God's reaction.
所以说，他神就用了耶利米做恢复的工作。
So God allow Nehemiah to do the restoration work.
后来就说在耶利米书里面13章。那我们看见后来他用拦阻怎么样，他在许多的拦阻里面他怎么样过得得胜，怎么样为了神的摆上。
So in Nehemiah 13 we can see many obstacles that they face, but how God has led them through.
我只盼望弟兄姐妹我们对神的见证都有个负担，都有个牵挂。
So I pray that brothers and sisters will have this burden, will have this concern for the testimony of God.
都会像李希米这样能够被神所用。
Just like Nehemiah to be used by him.
我们在这每一个时代，神都需要都在呼召李希米这样的器皿。
God calls upon his vessels to do his work in many generations.
所以说他后面有几句话也很摸着我。
And in the latter words that touched me,
他说今天的李希米在哪里？
Where is the Nehemiah of today?
是那个呼召我也很受感动。
This calling was touched.
神在今天在呼召现今的李希米，神能够用为着他的见证做恢复的工作。
Where is the Nehemiah of today that can be God's testimony?
耶，我就简单讲一点，我时间超过了。
I'll stop here.
准备好，我叫林慧茹，我也参加了东岸特会。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Maria. I attended the ECCC as well.
东岸特会的主题是讲到神的创造与恢复的路。
And the main theme of the conference is God's creation and His restoration work.
对，两位弟兄，讲员弟兄，的主那个主题，那个大的那个原则，就是一个讲真理的原则，跟真理的实行。
One brother speaks about the truth of the
真理的实行，就是见
证。The reality of the truth.
所以我长话短说，因为信息很丰富，有的弟兄姊妹都已经在 YouTube 上也听过。
The message was very full, so I'm going to use a short amount of time to share.
神的创造里面其实它有一个部分是讲到创世纪第一章里面的六天，那个六天是我们的经历。
So it talks about the creation, the 6 days is our experience.
比如说第三节那里说神说要有光就有了光。
第几章？
第一章。
In Genesis verse 1 verse 3 it says, Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
所以那个就是我们蒙恩得救以后，我们真正认识自己是罪人，所以那个光进来的时候，我们才承认要接受主。
It shows us that the time that we received the Lord, the light came into us, and we have the light.
所以我们有的光的感觉。
We have this feeling.For this light.
那另外就是讲到空气啊，讲到空气的时候呢
，and、
这个、
talks about the air.
空气、天空还有天的观念就进到我们里面来。
And the heavens comes into our heart. It is the spiritual air.
我们属灵的生命也需要新鲜的空气。
And the spiritual life needs this fresh air.
第三点也讲到水本来不是说那里说天下的水第九节说天下的水要聚在一起吗？
And verse 9 of Genesis 1, it says, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together.
所以刚开始我们生命好像水不稳定，那后来的是旱地就露出来。
You feel that the water is not stable, but in the it says, let the dry land appear. And we become more stable like the dry land. And we can be more understanding of God and knowing God.
所以我们弟兄讲到这一点的时候，他说发光的弟兄姊妹越来越多到主那里去了。
Many brothers have already passed to be with the Lord.
Yeah, 我们今天这个属灵的意义关提着在我们身上，这一代人我们要怎么样把它活出来？
What is our reaction to God's call?
再接着讲到水里就有鱼了，就生出鱼，就是有鱼，神的创造出来的。
And it talks about fishes in the water.
那也代表着我们得胜的生命以及。
Talks about the victorious life in him. And there are birds in the air.
所以第六律的时候呢，讲到那个各种起类啊，牲畜、昆虫等等，这些其实都是我们属灵生命的经历啊。And
according these birds according to its kind, it talks about the experience of this spiritual life.
Yeah, 所以我们属灵生命也要成长。
Need to grow. And just like in Numbers, it mentioned that count those that are over 20. On the seventh day, the Lord rests, and it is the rest that we should have as well.
Yeah, 刚才, 还有门弟兄讲到尼希米记的时候，我不重复了。
I'm not going to repeat what the brothers share about Nehemiah.
所以感谢主，我们是处在好像被掳到巴比伦70年，没有重建那个见证的时期。Even
though the Israelites were captured by the Babylonians for 70 years, there was no testimony.
那对我来说，好像主在里面有个呼召，让我愿不愿意做一个无望的人那样子，离开那个舒适安逸的巴比伦的生活，回到那个耶路撒冷，重建神的圣城。
It just reminds me that am I supposed to stay in this comfort zone and or not care about God's business and return to where the testimony is?
所以特会完，我就是在。
So at the Lord's table for the closing, I was using Psalm
137篇第五跟第六节，五跟第六节来回应我们主这一次在特会里面 对我所说的话。And
using verse 5 and 6 to. To respond to what God has placed in my heart.
那里说，耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。In
verse 4 it says, If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill.
第六节，我若不纪念你，不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头撇于善谈。
Verse 6 it says, If I do not remember you, Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy.
Yes. 我查了一下，情愿舌头贴于善谈，也就是我不能唱歌了，不能唱诗歌。So
I looked up what does it mean to tongue cling to my roof, cling to the roof of my mouth. It means I cannot sing praises anymore.
所以感谢主，我觉得我们有一句话是我写下来很比较。 颜色深的就是我们弟兄们有一句话说，我们要用最好的光景迎接主的再来。So
one sentence that I wrote down during the conference is that we need to use our best to await for God's return.
Let us be like those that are waiting for Jesus' first coming. To be like them, to be ready for the second coming. So we know that, we are listening to the words, we have to be acting on the words. So because of the testimony of God, I need to bring myself, decrease
myself.
Things that I like to do, like let's, for example, watching a movie on the phone, using the iPad, I need to let go of
those. So
I said to the Lord that my eyes be upon you instead of all these other things. And also I can text to my son and my daughter-in-law that I'm thinking of you. It can be a good testimony for them. So it helped my spiritual growth in during the attending the conference. So thank the Lord, I'm able to attend the Richmond Conference, Christian Family Conference. It's many years I haven't been attending. I was going to share last Sunday. But because Sister Esther already share, I have nothing to share. So I reflect on what Brother Dana have shared.
虽然他没有用很多的时间来讲，但是对我来讲是一个很大的提醒。Because
it talks about the fragility of the heavenly vision.
And
we all need to be constantly be reminded of it. Just like we often say, oh Lord, return soon, return soon. Are we really prepared for Lord's return? We know that waiting is not that easy to do. It's not just like sitting there and do nothing about it. So he Brother Dana mentioned using four parables from Matthew of what is our attitude be while we're waiting.
第一个就是马太福音25章45节那边讲到的忠心的仆人和恶仆。And
the first parable is from Matthew 25:45, talks about the faithful servant.
Yeah, 我觉得这一点对我们来讲很不容易。And
it reminds me that it's not that easy to do.
因为像慧茹姊妹刚才也说了，我们常常都是就是过了一段时间以后，我们就很想做自己想做的事情。
Just like what Sister Maria shared, you know, we would make a promise to do this, and then after a while, we would not do it anymore.
但是Dana提醒我们，就是说要大小的事上我们要忠心。
So Brother Dana reminds us, that no matter how great or small that task is, we need to be faithful.
其实我们每一个人神放在我们身上的，我们都不同。
But God places different burdens in each and every one of us.
但是只有我们知道我们自己是不是一个忠心的仆人。
Only God and only we know whether we are faithful or not.
然后第二个比喻是那十个童女。
And the second parable is the 10
virgins. 就是讲到说我们需要让圣灵来充满我们。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道神的旨意和带领。
We need to know the God's will and His leading.
不是外面的一些事情。
It's not the outward things that we do.
Yeah. 第三个就是讲到才干。
Talent. Yeah. The third parable it talks about the talent.
他说这才干是白白的得来的，我们要白白的给出去。
It is freely given to us, so therefore we have to freely give it out.
不管是钱财也好，不管是我们的才干也好。
It's not whether we have the riches, the money, or the talent, the skill.
我们就都要就是白白的得到，我们要白白的。
We receive it freely. We have to give it out freely.
然后第四个比喻就是讲到那个绵羊跟山羊的比喻哦。
The fourth parable is talks about the sheep and the goat.
他讲到说，主耶稣说我饿了，你们给我吃。
So Jesus said, I'm hungry. You give to me to eat.
渴了，你们给我喝。
Thirst, you give to me to drink.
我做客旅，你们留我住。我赤身露体，你们给我穿。
So naked, you give me to dress to wear.
我病了，你们看顾我。
And you are sick, you watch over me.
Yeah. 他说这些事你们记住在我弟兄一个最小的身上。
If you do this in among a little brother.
就是坐在我身上。
You do it, on me, for me.
对，所以我觉得对我来讲是一个很很 solid， 就是很实在的一个提醒。
It's a solid reminder for us, for me.
就是我们不是坐着等主的再来。
It's not just sitting there and wait and wait.
我们是神是要我们在等待的时候。我们要是一个积极的等待。
So God wants us to be passive as we wait for His return.
Yes, 不是 passive. Okay. So 我觉得这个虽然这个不是说一个很就是 Dana 没有花很多时间在这个四点上面。
So even though Brother Dana did not spend a lot of time on this topic,
但是我觉得对我来讲是真的是很好的学习，很好的提醒。
It is a good reminder for me.
希望弟兄姊妹能回去可以听听他的分享，真的很丰富。
I pray that brothers and sisters will go back and listen to the table.
因为时间不多啊，我分享一点，因为那个读案特会，孙不朵弟兄是讲那个神旨意中的创造与恢复。
然后 Brother Sun in the ECCC talks about the creation and its restoration.
然后他是主要是讲创世纪第一章。
And my main passage is from Genesis chapter 1.
然后钟礼恩弟兄他讲尼希米书，讲到城墙的毁坏跟重建。
Brother John talks about the rebuilding of the wall.
然后我感觉钟弟兄里面 不单他是在传递一个信息，其实他里面有一个很重的负担在。
Even it may just be a message that he brought forth, but it feels that it's an important calling in his burden in his heart.
然后刚刚那个 Esther 佳音也在讲那个等待很辛苦，好像有很多时候我们等就忘记了主的意象。
And Esther mentioned about waiting before the Lord, and so over time this vision is lost.
但是中弟兄也提到，就是说但以理在巴比伦的时候有70年他在那里等待持守主的见证。
Brother John mentioned Daniel waited for 70 years while in Babylon.
然后还有就是当那个尼希米回来的时候，他是完全是就看到那个异象，并且是神他带着负担，神呼召他回来的。
So through the burden that God placed upon Nehemiah, he returned to Jerusalem.
但是当他回来的时候，他有3天不做什么，不说什么。
As he returned to Jerusalem for 3 days, he did nothing.
就说如果是我们真的觉得这是主给我的，我们就要马上做，我们没好像我们没有办法去等，去那里等。
And if God's placed a burden on us, sometimes we feel that we need to do it right away to respond to the Lord.
所以然后他讲到就是因为信息很丰富啊，大家可以上网听。
So the message was very full, so we can all listen online.
然后很清楚的就是说讲到肉体跟属灵的。
And it talks about the flesh and what is spiritual.
还有一个是肉眼看见。跟灵里的看见的不同。
And what we can see through our fleshly eyes or from the spiritual eye.
然后他讲到你心里回来的时候，就是3天不做什么，不说什么。
So when Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem, he did nothing for 3 days.
然后第三天晚上的时候，他才出去巡查整个城墙的情形。
After 3 days, he then went out to inspect the wall.
因为他在这里讲到，就是说他不单是听见。并且他去巡查。
And it just shows that not just only he heard it, but he also go and
inspect. 有很多时候你只是听见听人家报道。
Sometimes we hear what other people say.
但是你也不知道人家跟你报告的是真实的还是不真实。
We do not know whether it's the truth or a false.
那有一个姐妹在小组交通的时候，她就问说，为什么你心里要晚上出去巡查呢？
So during one of the fellowship time, a sister would ask why Nehemiah would go out at night to inspect the wall.
为什么不白天出去呢？
Why not in the morning?
因为白天，因为那里有很多仇敌就已经在攻击。
Because in the morning, enemies, they would see enemies attacking them.
然后晚上出去，她说，就是一面就说，你会不会受到太多扰扰，你会在，他是讲说这个是在主面前的巡查。
This is, why at night? Because it's the inspection that before the Lord, and also will be less enemy to attack.
所以他看见到那个城墙的光景呢，就好像主看见一样。
So as he sees the condition of the war, it's just like what God,The Lord has seen as well.
所以他看到整个城墙主就是见证了毁坏的光景。
He sees the destruction or the testimony of God.
所以他说他有这个晚上的巡查，才有白天第二天召集祭司啊，那一些守门的啊，唱歌的，然后就是说不是召聚很多人一起来建造。
So because of his inspection at night, so in the morning he's able to call the priests and all the others. Workers to be able to come together.
所以他说，就是，当我们面对反对的时候，我们必须看见神的手。
When we see attacks by the enemy, we need to see the hand of God.
所以他在尼希米书里面就讲到神施恩的手。
Then in Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, we can see.The hands of God, the merciful hands.
所以他也提到以利沙跟他的仆人，因为他仆人 没有用属灵的眼睛去看见，所以他就害怕。
So it talks about Elisha as well because he didn't see the hands of God, so he was afraid.
但是以利沙看见，用属灵的眼睛去看见，就看见那个火车火马与我们同在的，比他们同在的更多。
Correct that. That was Elisha's servant, but Elisha saw the hands of God, so he's not afraid.
所以他讲到那个属灵的属灵的那个操练有四个方面。
So in the spiritual, there's four parts that in exercising spiritual.
那这四个方面属灵的操练，也就是通则的应用。通则就是实力，实际的应用。
How to be practical in the seeking of spiritual.
所以他说，第一，你必须在灵里，不是肉眼看见哦，是灵里看见，就是成长，就是神见证的这种。
So we have to see it in spiritual eyes that we can see the destruction of the wall.
然后另外一个就是你要在身体里面的建造。
And the second one is the building up of the body.
所以主耶稣他的成长就是预表主耶稣基督的见证。
It talks about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
但是我们建造，如果你不是在圣灵里面合一里面的建造，有很多我们肉体的建造就是建造巴比伦。
We have to build up this war in the unity of the brothers and sisters, not through the flesh.
他说巴比伦建造肉体的建造带出来的就是混乱跟复杂。
Through the fleshly rebuilding is only creates chaos and destruction.
但是他说耶路撒冷是预表和平。
The Jerusalem represents peace.
然后也是在基督里面的单纯简单。
And it's the simplicity of being in Christ.
然后当他讲到那个身体里面建造的时候，我就在想那个以弗所书第五章里面讲到一主一信一灵一神。
So when he talks about the unity, I remember the book of Ephesians and everything is one.
所以那个一啊，我们不需要去做什么，有太多的时候我们刻意的去做什么，反而破坏了这个在圣灵里面的一。
So it just reminds me that we should not be doing things on our own as a flesh, but only through Christ in unity in one.
因为我们在圣灵里面就是只有一主一神一灵，只有一个灵。
Because we only have one spirit, one God, and one faith, I believe.
所以你每一个人都受着圣灵的感动，你在圣灵里面叫做主的托付去做，你就在一个一里面。
So if we are being led by the Holy Spirit to do as one in unity.
所以主耶稣基督的见证的恢复不是一个人可以做的，乃是整个基督的身体一同来建造。
It's not to be done by one person, but done by all brothers and sisters, unity in the Spirit.
所以我也想到那个在以弗所书里面，就是我们要学习在基督身体里面，在爱中彼此建造。
It also reminds me of being love in the body of Christ.
在生命里面的扶持，一直到在真道上的合一。
That we can walk in the truth of the Spirit.
然后第三点也是很重要，就是说我们必须顺服圣灵的声音。
And the third thing is that reminds me of the listening to the.Voice of the Spirit.
他讲到在你心里旁边有吹角的人。
There's besides Nehemiah, there are those that blows the trumpet.
那这个声音就是预表圣灵的声音。
It is represent the sound of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们遇到很多事情，因为当主的见证托付的时候，一定是有仇敌的攻击。
Because when we are here.The call or hear the burden of the testimony to be rebuilt. We also hear the destruction.
所以我们必须学习安静在主的面前寻求听圣灵的声音。
So therefore, we need to seek to be quiet before the Lord.
所以那个吹角角声就是代表圣灵的声音。
So the trumpet represents the sound of the Holy Spirit.
所以有太多的时候，我们就是。太乱了，我们听不见主的声音。
Sometimes it creates too much chaos. We do not hear the Holy Spirit's
voice. 然后我们听到的都是人的繁杂外面的声音。
And only hear the sound of people.
所以见证其实见证的恢复就是需要一批人真的是伏在神的权柄底下。
The restoration of this testimony is brothers and sisters can come together.
And 安静在主的面前。
And be still before the Lord.
真的叫做主你自己托付的你每一个人都只是在建造这个城墙上只是一段 一小点。
And only through God's leading of each one is just a part of the rebuilding process.
但是他说在所罗这个以西米手上有一个线砣。
In Nehemiah there's a plumb line.
那个线砣就是代表小事，做小事。
Small things.
Small things.
So this represents doing small things.
所以你做小事的日子，如果每一个人做一段，就成就了神的大事工。
So if each one of us do some small things, it accomplishes what God has in mind.
所以所有的工作是出于主，依靠主，归于主。
So all things are from God, belongs to God, and accomplished by God.
然后还有最后一个就是说，我们不要不，我必须不敢稍微失败。不要稍微失败，就是要靠着主刚强壮胆。
The last thing is to be courageous before the Lord.
所以他说，即使你心里在面临很多政治的逼迫的时候
，So when we feel and when we see many struggles，
然后你心里有两个非常坚定的信念
，And Nehemiah has two strong belief.
他第一个就是看见工作完全是在于神。
You see that all works belong from God.
所以我们要谨守，带着兵器，守着主的工作。
So therefore we have to hold on to our weapon and to continue the works of God.
所以我们为着黑夜做准备，才会迎接那个早晨的到来。
Through the labor of darkness, we can see the morning dawning.
然后把整个城墙毁坏的光景神见证的失落我们带到主的面前
So we can see the restoration of that wall
所以神就能够做成他自己要做的工
And God will accomplish what he sets out to do
然后第二点就是仇敌在神家中是没有权利的
And the second thing is that Satan has no place in God's house
所以我们必须靠着圣灵的能力来建造神，来恢复神的见证。
So therefore, we need to rebuild the testimony of the Lord.
今天在这个时代
，So in this time generation，
其实我们也是跟尼希米同样的时代。
We are in the same period as Nehemiah.
就说有很多人看见神的见证荒凉了，看见城墙毁坏了。可是里面没有感动。
We can see the destruction of the war and the many things that are happening, but we don't have the burden.
但是有一些人，他因为是在灵里看见，所以就带着负担，他就有改变，生活就改变了。
So therefore, those that have the burden and see the condition of the war, they have the burden to rebuild it.
所以你看，尼希米他是九正，在巴比伦可以过着非常舒适的生活。
We know that Nehemiah can have enjoying a good life in Babylon.
但是他因为神让他看见这个犹大人回来受到遭难，然后城墙毁坏，所以他带着负担，他撇下了这个舒适的生活，回到耶路撒冷来建造。
But God shows him that the condition of what is happening in Jerusalem, the crumbling of the wall, his testimony, so he has the burden to go back.
所以神的见证在他里面改变了他生活的轨迹。
So God changes his life through that testimony.
所以我相信很多为着主真的他们都是主让他看见这个属灵耶路撒冷的建造神建教会的建造。
So GodShows us through the testimony and the rebuilding of the testimony and the church.
所以很多弟兄姐妹他撇下了舒适的生活，为着神的见证，他宁愿过着非常艰辛的生活。
So many brothers and sisters would let go, would forego this good condition and do the works for the Lord.
但是我们如果是在肉体肉眼上看见了，你看见了，看见是看见了，但是不会改变你生活的轨迹的。
So if we look at through our fleshly eyes, we will see it, but we will not change anything.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the God has some heart on us.
他说，当这个城墙圣殿建造好的时候，就恢复的敬拜。
So once the testimony is rebuilt.The worship service starts.
所以他说没有一个就是这样，就是你心里最高兴的时候。
And it is the joy when Nehemiah saw that.
他也看到，就是说有守门的，有唱歌的，有立位人，有祭司，一同在神的殿中敬拜。
So he can see the gatekeepers, the singers, and all the service that is being done inside.
所以我想到几节经节，就是一节就是诗篇二十二篇第二节第三节。
I thought about Psalms
几篇几节？
122:2-3节。
122:2-3。
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内，耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Psalm 122:2。Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
然后那个有133篇那里说，看啊，弟兄和睦同居，这是何等的善，何等的美。
And also in Psalm 133, how lovely is the brethren that dwells together.
然后我也想到今天教会的光景，那个彼得前书二章五节。
And also see the condition of the church today in Second Peter's.Chapter 2, verse 5.
他说：“你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。”
First Peter, chapter 2, verse 5, right?
Chapter 2, 5.
Yeah, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 我们盼望能够真的在这个时代，不是我们做什么，神不看重我们做什么，但是看重我们是否在我们所有的服事上，是不是带出来圣灵里面的简洁跟合一。
So pray that through the what God has shown us that we can not just through the flesh to do the work.For the Lord, but through May the restoration of His testimony be placed in our hearts.
Well, we're over time. I do want to point out to anyone who hasn't listened, or I don't know if it was mentioned last week, but our brother Lucio shared much out of Acts chapter 2 in Peter's message.
不知道上周有没有弟兄姐妹分享啊？就是路西欧弟兄在那信息里面也提到在使徒行传第二章那里彼得的讲道。
And we are privileged that we are actually in the period of time that was initiated on that day, called the last days, and that period is still we're still in that period before the Lord's return.
我们就看到我们。也还是在这个时代里面，就是从五旬节开始的那个时代，直到主回来的这个时代。
And as different brothers and sisters today have shared about us responding to what we're seeing regarding testimony and other things.
所以当弟兄姊妹们对讲到分享关于这个见证以及回应
，It's by Christ's life and by the Holy Spirit.
现在都是靠着圣灵的工作。
We need the Holy Spirit to see Christ, and we need the Holy.Spirit to express Christ.
我们需要圣灵让我们来看见我们的主，也要靠着圣灵来表达我们的主。
好 ，Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同有个祷告。
Father, we thank you for the example of Nehemiah that when he saw the situation, he responded with mourning and seeking your face.
主，我们感谢你，也借着尼希米的例子告诉。让我们看见，当他看到你见证的情形的时候，他如何在那里哀哭。
And Lord, you want us to respond to whatever you, when you show us things, you want us to respond in obedience.
主，我们知道你愿意我们，当你向我们显明的时候，我们能够在顺服的来回应你。
And Lord, as if we see are discouraged at all by our situation or about the situation in the church, that we keep our eyes on Christ.
主啊，当我们因着教会的情形，因着各样的情形沮丧的时候，主也求你使我们的眼目定睛在你的身上。
We submit to your Holy Spirit's directing us.
你能够顺服你的圣灵来引导我们。
And then the life of Christ can be expressed in ourselves, in our own walk, in our families, and together.
也愿基督的生命在我们个人的生活中，在我们家庭的生活中，在我们团体的生活中得到彰显。
So we put ourselves into your hands, Lord.
我们把自己放在你的手中。
May we express your life even this week.
愿就是在这一周里面，我们能够彰显你的生命。
We share you with those we meet today, this week.
也就是在这一周当中，我们在我们所碰到的人当中，也能够彰显你。
Thank you, and we pray this in Christ's precious name. Amen.
感谢主，奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen.
Amen.